With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth not backing down from the Democrats on Capitol Hill. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
Testifying before lawmakers for the first time since the war started, Hegseth defended the military operations during tense exchanges with Democrats, including California's John Garamendi.
You have been lying to the American public about this war from day one. And so has the president.
Hegseth accused congressional Democrats of being the Pentagon's biggest adversary.
You sit there and go on TV for your clickbait about quagmires. It undermines the mission.
The Pentagon says the Iran war has cost $25 billion so far. Greg Clugston, Capitol Hill.
Supreme Court weakening a landmark civil rights era law that had increased minority representation in Congress. In a 6-3 ruling, the court striking down a majority black congressional district in Louisiana. Now, that decision opens the door for more redistricting across the nation, could aid Republican efforts to easily control the House. Georgia Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock, not a very happy person right now.
This Trump Supreme Court just threw out the protections that were earned by the civil rights movement. Those who bled, who fought, and who died so that people might have a voice. So that the people might have a voice in their own house.
Well, the man who has been charged with attempting to storm the White House Correspondents Association dinner last Saturday night and then try to kill President Trump took a picture of himself in his hotel room moments earlier, outfitted with an ammunition bag, a shoulder gun holster, a knife. Details are in a new court filing Wednesday. This is SRN News. Young Americans weighing in on marriage and family.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds 78% of Generation Z and 73% of millennials say they want to get married someday, but not today. Despite their aspirations, young adults are getting married later and later in life or not at all. The survey also reveals most young people do not connect marriage with child rearing. A majority see no reason to have kids after getting married, nor do they see a problem with having children without marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
In Wyoming, a judge blocking a new state law that bans abortions beyond the earliest stages of pregnancy, while a lawsuit challenging the provision moves ahead. It is the first court ruling affecting the legal status of abortion in Wyoming since the state's Supreme Court struck down sweeping abortion and abortion bill bans or pill bans in January. This is SRN News. The situation is worsening on a daily basis in Thailand. Toxic runoff from the rare earth industry raising alarms in the Chiang Rai region in northern Thailand. The key problem? Toxic metal pollutions involving runoffs that reportedly have affected nearby farming communities.
The Mekong River, which flows through six countries, is the lifeblood for nearly 70 million people here in mainland Southeast Asia. I'm reporting from northern Thailand at the confluence of one of the Mekong River's tributaries, which has been exposed to heavy metal pollutants from mining operations upstream. Rising international demand for rare earth elements needed to make electric vehicles, wind turbines, and electronics like your smartphone is driving a boom in mining in upstream Myanmar and Laos. Toxic runoff from these operations is posing an environmental risk to the Mekong, as well as jeopardizing the life, livelihoods, and cultures of many river-reliant communities here in northern Thailand.
More details at srnnews.com.